You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Hi, I'm Brooks, and you're listening to KPOV Bend 88.9 FM, High Desert Community Radio.
And that's just a sample of the Cascades Horizon Band. There's a band, a local band here in town, and I really think it's one of the best kept secrets, and we're hoping to change that status. This band offers musicians a chance to play music no matter what level of expertise they have. They are also given a chance to grow musically. They can play together. They can rehearse together. They can perform with others. The band is comprised of accomplished musicians, as I said, of all levels, who are generally over 50, and they offer wonderful concerts in the community. They play all types of musical selections from Bach to blues, jazz, marches, pop songs, Broadway tunes, and movie themes, and they're really good. In the short 10 years since they formed, they've passed the 100 performance milestone. The concerts are open and available to all community members, and they continue to move forward. It's my pleasure to welcome Sue Steiger, conductor of the Cascades Horizon Band. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to have you here. I really don't even know where to start because you have quite a history here. You came to Bend in 1984, you said.
Yes.
Yes, and at that time, you taught school here, correct?
1984, I was became the band director at Cascade Junior High.
And how long did you teach?
I did 33 years.
33 years.
When I retired.
I have to say, I posted an announcement about the show on Facebook, and I got back a response from a past student of mine who said, yes, Sue Steiger was my daughter's teacher. She taught her how to play the flute. You must know hundreds of kids.
Well, one of my principals thought I had at least taught 6,000 students over my time period, and that was before I retired. So it was very fun. And then I also was able to open High Desert Middle School, and I stayed there until I retired in 2012.
But you really didn't retire.
No.
No, you didn't really retire. So were you the instigator for the Cascades Horizon Band?
Yes, I was approached probably in 2000 about starting one, and my kids were still a little bit little, so I waited a couple of years, and then we started it in 2003.
Oh, okay, you started the Cascade Horizons Band as you were teaching.
Yes, and our home was High Desert Middle School until 2012, and then we moved to Mountain View High School.
Okay, and that's where you play when you're in Bend, but you've also performed in Sisters and in Madras.
Yes, we travel around, and we used to do some music in the parks, but we've had some budget cuts, and we've had to cut back a little bit. So we have a big 4th of July concert we'll be doing, and
yes,
we take a little break.
Yes, and I'm going to have you on for that so we can talk about that, because that... Well, in a minute, you'll see why that's so momentous, the July 4th celebration. Now, the band is comprised of members who are generally over 50. They're all volunteers, right?
They are. The philosophy of New Horizons is for people 50 years and up. My oldest right now is 90 years old.
Wow, good.
And
wow.
It's just fantastic. And they are they're loving and caring about each other.
And you can tell that when the performance is done and how much they like you. That's really very obvious, but also what respect they have for each other. So some of these are people who are retired, obviously, age-wise.
I would say maybe two or three are still working. The rest of them are retired.
And how often do they practice?
We rehearse on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. And right now we've added a few Thursday rehearsals just to get ready for our concert.
And we'll be talking about the concert, but you have one that's coming up not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Right, on the 28th.
Okay, the 28th. And we will talk about that at the end. How many members are in the band right now?
60 members right now.
About 60s. And it's a band, so it's not string instruments.
No, it's all concert band, brass and woodwinds and percussion.
Okay. When you retired, you didn't want to get away from...
Well,
conducting.
The Horizon Band was like my baby. And when we got it started, one of my goals was always to be able to, I thought a group for senior citizens would be just perfect. Because they have the time to practice, and they can work and get some decent instruments, and it just they have the time to commit.
It just made a lot of sense. They had the time, hopefully the resources, and then they could perform together. But you have said, or your webpage says, any level. People can come in with an interest to be part of the band.
Right. And it could be just that they play, if they're beginners, that they just playing one note in a measure. But it's probably to the point now that I probably need to start another beginning band, because our current group is playing pretty high level music. And so it's hard for a beginner to come in now.
I can imagine. I'm going to play a piece that always moves me, because this is, I'm not going to talk too much about it now. I'm just going to play the piece, and maybe our audience will get a sense of how moving this can be. We'll come back. We'll come back to that. You might have heard this little voice in the background that said, "Army."
That's me.
Yeah. Army. And so the reason why this is such a moving piece to me is because you do a tribute to all of the branches of the military.
Yes.
And people in the audience who have had connections or served or had husbands or wives or children who served, they would stand up.
Yes, including the band. I had several for a while that also served in World War II. Pretty cool. And so we like to honor all our veterans and the families, because that is a big sacrifice.
It was a huge sacrifice. My dad was in World War II, and I just, yeah, I'm always moved. I'm moved. We're both kind of moved right now. So we'll just laugh instead. Why did you do this? Is this tradition for all of the bands around the nation, or just Cascade Horizon Band?
You know, I really don't have the answer to that. Okay. I just know, to me, that we need to honor our vets.
Yes, yes. And so this is the highlight to all of your shows, correct?
Yes, we always close with this.
This. So, and is there a theme for the upcoming show?
I wish I could tell you there was. It's kind of a hodgepodge of different kinds. We're doing a piece by Holst, the first suite in E flat.
Oh, I like
Which is
Holst.
A cornerstone of music, of band music. We're doing marches, and we're doing a piece by Ray Charles, and we have a piece called Klezmer that we're going to be featuring Mary Yoakam on.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And Mary Yoakam plays the clarinet.
Yes.
Yes, very nice. So give us the web page. If people want to find out how to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
CascadeHorizonBand.org.
CascadeHorizonBand.org. Yes, O-R-G, not .com. And so a little bit about the concert that's coming up a week from
Sunday.
It's
April 28th. We start at 2 p.m. And it's at Mountain View High School Auditorium. Concerts are always free. Donations are always welcome.
And I think we can say that. This is a nonprofit organization by community members who are giving back their skills to all of us. And it's such a gift. And so a week from Sunday starts at 2, and it's at Mountain View High School.
Yes.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Sue, I'm looking forward to having you back on the show, too. So thanks so much for today.
Thank you for having me to come.
My pleasure. So that is the Friday edition of The Point. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank Sue Steiger for her conversation about the Cascade Horizons Band. I also want to thank Alicia Vickery and Louise Kaplan, our own co-host for the Wednesday Point, for their section on joy.